Hello. Thank you for your patience. I'm Mike Stanek. I'm a policy analyst at the National Academy for State Health Policy, and I have no relationships to disclose. To get it started, a little background on NASHPE. We're nonprofit. We're nonpartisan. We work with a variety of state officials across states on delivery system coverage issues in a variety of capacities, including disseminating information across and between states. But I'm here today to talk about some work we've been doing for the past year. With the support of the Commonwealth Fund, since 2012, we've been tracking state efforts to lead or participate in accountable care models. Generally, that include Medicaid populations. This is an emerging trend in states. These are models that aim to address lack of care coordination and wide disparities in cost and quality. Generally, perpetuated by the prevailing fee-for-service reimbursement system. And these are models that use shared incentives to try and improve quality and contain costs. So one of the first things we had to do when we were figuring out what exactly we wanted to track was define accountable care activity. And so we looked through literature and we talked to a number of experts on the subject, and we came up with this fairly general definition that organizations or structures assume responsibility for a defined population of patients. They're held accountable through payments linked to value, and those value-based payments are facilitated by reliable performance measurements. This definition is sufficiently broad to incorporate a wide variety of value-based purchasing initiatives and payment reforms at the state level. We deliberately chose not to limit it to a particular organizational design, like accountable care organizations, ACOs, though those do fall under this definition. So it's important to recognize that when we talk about accountable care or value-based purchasing, we're really talking about ways to help support the reorganization of healthcare delivery, which is something that will be successful if many large payers are involved. The private sector and the federal government are both sort of now pushing accountable care models. There are private sector examples right here in Massachusetts. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts is doing the alternative quality contract. The federal government is moving to make Medicare more value-based purchaser with the Medicare Shared Savings Program. But states have a role to play, too. They're major players in their markets, spending collectively hundreds of billions of dollars every year on Medicaid programs. They're also well-positioned to support new payment models and accountable care delivery through regulatory and technical assistance to states, and they can serve as conveners of private stakeholders. They're viewed as a trusted partner. So what we're doing is collecting and synthesizing publicly available information on an interactive map, a tool, on the NASHPE.org website. And it's really intended to help state officials and other interested parties track what's going on in the states. As you can see, it's a work in progress. I think we have 18 states right now where we've identified some activity. The way it works is you would click on a state and be taken to a state-specific page that would then characterize the program and have links to all sorts of publicly available documents, regulations, legislation, analyses. But this is continually growing. We add states and we update them as we find new information or new information is released. It's a very rapidly developing field. But what we're seeing so far in the information we've collected is a variety of approaches that states are taking. Some are focused at the provider level. States are seeding Medicaid-specific ACOs. Some states are taking a broader vision of that, and they've authorized the certification of multi-payer ACOs. And other states are focusing more at the plan level or system level, taking new approaches in Medicaid managed care. Minnesota didn't quite come out the way I hoped. But these are a few examples of ACOs in Medicaid. Maine, New Jersey, and Minnesota are all pretty explicitly supporting the formation of ACOs within their Medicaid programs. They're allowing providers to band together, take responsibility for a group of patients, and then contract with the Medicaid agency or Medicaid managed care plans using alternative payment models beyond just fee-for-service. Hawaii is an interesting example because it's not a statewide approach, but some managed care programs or managed care plans are participating in the Accountable Healthcare Alliance of Rural Oahu, which is a virtual ACO that formed between three federally qualified health centers in 2010. And those FQHCs felt that they could take on shared risk and also meet certain quality indicators. And the Illinois Medicaid program is launching what they call care coordination entities, which are going to be collaborations of providers and community agencies that will be governed by a lead entity, which will be responsible for receiving and distributing to its partners care coordination payments that will facilitate the delivery of a full array of services to Medicaid beneficiaries. Some states are taking the broader approach. They've authorized the development of new processes to certify ACOs that will then be able to contract with public and private payers. Texas is developing a certification process for what they call healthcare collaboratives, which are going to be new entities composed of physicians and providers that can then enter into innovative payment arrangements with public and private payers, and that can assume responsibility for a range of healthcare services. New York and Massachusetts have also authorized the formation of ACO certification processes as part of their cost containment strategies. But it's important to note these are all very preliminary at this point. The regulations are still being written. They're authorized, but they're not in effect. They're still sort of sorting out what this means and how exactly it's going to be working. Some states are going to be focusing at the plan level. Oregon and Utah are examples of states that are really rethinking the way that they do manage care contracting to really facilitate the development of more community-oriented organizations that are more accountable for cost and quality. Colorado is a sort of an interesting hybrid example. They've created what they call regional care collaborative organizations, which are not managed care plans, but are more administrative entities that are contracting with providers and supporting them in managing care, providing care coordination services, data analytics support, et cetera. In all of these models, when we talk about accountability, we're really implicitly talking about a certain defined patient population that these new entities are going to be responsible for. And as you can imagine, states are taking different approaches to defining what that population is. In some states, it's a more active approach. In Oregon and Illinois, for example, Medicaid beneficiaries choose the accountable care entity that they want to enroll in. So in Oregon, Medicaid enrollees choose a coordinated care organization. In Illinois, they choose a care coordination entity. In other states, it's a more passive process of attribution. So claims analysis is used to attribute Medicaid beneficiaries based on where they receive a plurality of their care. And in some states, they're taking a geography-based approach. So in Colorado and the regional care coordination organizations, those are really determined by where patients live. When we talk about accountability for cost and quality, we are often talking about financial accountability. So the whole point of this is to move away from fee-for-service and move into more value-based purchasing models. So some states are looking at pay-for-performance, where quality bonuses or withholds for poor performance are layered on top of fee-for-service. Shared savings is probably the most common right now in ACOs, in which providers are still paid fee-for-service, but they get to share in savings if they achieve certain quality indicators. Some states are looking towards episode-based payment, which bundles together payments for a particular episode of care. And they're also looking down the line towards global payments, where a fixed payment for all covered services provided to beneficiaries are covered in a certain time period. And these payment strategies are all linked to meeting certain quality indicators. So states are looking at often patient experience measures, which are surveys given to patients. They're looking at process-based measures, and they're also starting to look at outcome-based measures. Most of these initiatives are still developing. There are some that are implemented, but even those are very new. In most states, these are still being hashed out through the regulatory process. Some states have requests for applications out to potential ACOs, but it's a very rapidly emerging field. But there are three in particular that are now launched that we can look at a little more closely: Minnesota's healthcare delivery systems, demonstration Oregon's CCOs, as well as an ACO for public employees that's been contracted by the California Public Employees Retirement System. Minnesota is a great example of a shared savings ACO. They're allowing providers to voluntarily band together to form an ACO, at which point the state defines a certain total cost of care target based on the risks of the enrollees and trends in the state. And if the provider group comes in below that cost of care target, which would be the green line, they are eligible to share in the savings if they meet certain thresholds on quality measures. Larger groups are being asked to also take on risk, so if they were to come in above the total cost of care target, which is the red line, they would have to then pay back some portion of the excess. Oregon was described very well earlier. I just would point out also that one interesting thing about this model is that the CCOs themselves are expected to be using alternative value-based payments in their relationships with providers. So they're not supposed to be paying just fee for service, but they're supposed to be using shared savings, bundled payments, or even global payments. The CalPERS ACO is for a subset of the public employees in California, and this launched a few years ago in a collaboration between Blue Shield of California, which manages the health benefits, a hospital chain, and a provider group. They operate under a global budget, but underneath that, there's opportunity for shared savings and shared risk for each partner based on different cost categories that they're responsible for. And I bring this one up because this is one of the few examples I know of where there's been quantitative results behind it showing some savings. I think it was Milliman, an actuarial group. But there are studies that have been published now in Health Affairs, which are linked to on our NASHBE.org tool. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about how public health can fit into these initiatives. Since we're talking about state-fostered accountable care initiatives, generally in Medicaid, we're already talking about a payer with a population-based focus, a statewide emphasis. So it's pretty natural to incorporate public health into that, which some states are doing with regulatory requirements. For example, Maine's ACOs are required to develop relationships with public health entities. Oregon CCOs are supposed to partner with local public health authorities. And there are also new grant opportunities that are coming down that can support this. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Innovation Center has released a state innovation model grant opportunity, which is really an opportunity for states to pursue payment delivery system reforms. And so some states like Minnesota are building on their ACO strategies. They are going to use their grant to build on the healthcare delivery systems demo to really integrate a wider range of services into what ACOs can tap into, including public health resources. But NASHBE is going to continue to track this as it rolls out, so we would encourage you to take a look on NASHBE.org at our tool. And thank you very much. Any questions?